opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of DGVRadio.com, Envisage Productions, LLC, its advertisers, sponsors, or employees.
Hello, hello, and hello. This is Barbara from Harlem. Broadcasting and live streaming from Paterson, New Jersey on Our Urban Story. So glad to have you with us, and we are so ready to talk about We Owe, We Owe. Miss Diamond, would you say hello to our friends?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. It is Saturday, February 15th, 2020, and pretty nice day. Yes, we're right outside of Paterson, New Jersey, and we thank you for logging on to Facebook and joining the live stream.
Of course. And as I said, you know, our title today is We Owe, We Owe. If you'd like to call in and let your voice be heard, the number is 973-925-4559, and we would love to hear from you. Miss Diamond, when we say We Owe, We Owe, what are we talking about?
Well, I think we owe our president our votes this November. He has done so much for our communities. So I think that's what we mean. Why don't you please explain it further?
Yeah, definitely. And I'm the one who came up, We Owe, We Owe. You know, last week on Monday, we attended the rally in Manchester, New Hampshire. And we've witnessed firsthand the electricity that was in that place. We witnessed firsthand, up close and personally, how enthusiastic Americans are about our president. And you know that we have a right to be enthusiastic, because we have not had a president in quite a while that has been attacked as viciously as this president, but yet and still has accomplished so much for America and Americans. So we owe him our support. We owe him our vote. We owe him so much that it would be hard for us to repay him back. Not only should he be win by landslide, he should win by a tsunami.
Yeah.
After standing up against the likes of nervous, nasty, nutty Nancy, Nadler, Shifty Shift, and the rest of the crew of hateful people, of people who hate him more than they love America or Americans, those who want open borders while he's been fighting hard to have that wall built, those of them who say kill the babies while he's been fighting hard to save the lives of our babies by cutting back funding to Planned Parenthood, who wanted to annihilate all black people and people with disabilities. Yes, we owe. Yes, we owe. We owe our allegiance to God, to our country, and to our president. Yes, we owe, we owe.
Absolutely. Trump, President Trump has done so much for all Americans and across all demographic groups.
Yes.
But I do believe that the impact in the African-American community has been just tremendous.
Yes.
So that's why I have been predicting for some time now that President Trump will likely garner between 30-40% of the African-American vote. I mean, it's palpable in the African-American community. And Trump, President Trump has clearly done more for black people than President Obama and any other president, except maybe Abraham Lincoln. That is about it. I think President Trump genuinely cares about the well-being of black people, of all Americans.
Yes.
He's a man of, for, and by the people. He really believes this. He believes in what America stands for. He believes in our freedom. And I do believe him that as long as he's president, we will never be a socialist country.
Amen to that.
So it is critical for all of us to come out across all political lines, across races and religions, come out en masse on November 3rd. 3rd, 2020, and vote for Donald J. Trump. We must, for the sake of this country.
You know, and what gets me is that we are basically a Christian nation. Sometimes we forget our Christian roots. We were founded on Judeo-Christianity, period.
Right. Mm-hmm.
According to the Pew research that I've looked at, 79% of blacks profess to be Christians. 74% of Hispanics and 70% of whites. My thing is that I heard, and I don't have the research on it, at least 25 million evangelicals didn't even vote in 2016. That is a disgrace. That is not being salt and that's not being light. My call is that if evangelicals came out in vast numbers, we could preserve and stop some of the rottenness that's going on in our society. We would be able to get rid of the socialists if these evangelicals stepped up to the plate, reclaimed their Christian roots, and started voting for those who support those things that are basic principles, basic values that built this country into the great nation that it is. Why in the world would you stay home? Mm-hmm. Why in the world would you profess to know God and vote for people that say, kill the babies, that's anti-God. Mm-hmm. That say, open borders, you know, that's anti-God. Right. What was it? Nehemiah built the wall.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So walls are even in the Bible. And I don't believe one of those who say that we don't need a wall. They don't have locks on their doors. And I bet you they have doors. They have doors. They have gates. They have fences. They have armed guards.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And here it is the other side. They even want to disarm law-abiding citizens of America like Bloomberg, like down in Virginia. My gosh. Please, evangelicals, step up to the plate. Do what you say that you believe in every Sunday you're going to church and say, oh, how I love Jesus. Love this country. Love the founding of this country. And vote godly principles.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the reality of it is people of faith can hide in their homes and they can just want to stay in church and not get involved in the political system. But the reality of it is the secularists, the left, the socialists, they're trying to set policy that will negatively impact your freedom of religion. All evangelicals, there are 25 million you mentioned.
Oh, wake up.
All of
wake
them
up.
Need to vote, and they need to vote for Donald J. Trump.
That's
President
it.
Trump has done more for the Jewish community, more for the Christian community than any president in American history. I mean, please understand
this.
No, he's not perfect, but he who is without sin
cast
the first stone. All fall short the glory of God, Romans 3:23. None of us is perfect. So we didn't elect Trump because we want him to be a choir boy or we didn't elect him to be our priest or whatever. We elected him because he knows how to get things done. He knows how to fight street if he has to. He knows how to act in a corporate setting. He's a man of the people, okay?
He's very versatile.
And he's very, very effective. That's why we elected President Trump.
He is the master of the art of the deal. Look at how he renegotiated and negotiated with China. Look at the new trade agreement with Mexico and Canada. All to benefit Americans. We owe him. We owe him. And we need to pay him back by going out to the poll in absolutely astronomical numbers.
Absolutely. Thank you all for tuning in. I know we have someone from Branson, Missouri. Dan, thank you for your comment. And others, thank you so much. And if you could tell your network of family and friends about this broadcast, we would greatly appreciate it.
Absolutely.
I want to go back to New Hampshire. The rally was fantastic. You were on what was called Radio Row. Do you want to tell them what happened?
Oh, my goodness. And I had the wonderful privilege of meeting with E.W. Jackson.
Bishop E.W.
Bishop, I'm sorry. Yeah. Yes, Bishop from Virginia. He's a veteran. He's an attorney. He's black. And he is a minister. And he is a political conservative.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And not only that, this man is a barrel of wisdom, a barrel of common sense. I have seen some of his videos on YouTube years ago. I saw some years ago. And I have shared them on Facebook. So you can imagine how my heart, and I'm not usually into the celebrity, whatever, but my heart took a jump and a leap just to meet him, be in a picture with him, and also sit and have a roundtable discussion with him.
Absolutely.
It was fantastic. And then I was also interviewed by WTIC out of Connecticut.
Yes.
And that was that was an experience in and of itself.
Right.
The whole trip to Manchester, New Hampshire was a delight and a special treat. And then our friends from the 603 Alliance, they were able to get us VIP tickets, and we were there in living color to see our president, our vice president, Donald Trump Jr., Ivanka, Jared.
Yes. And also, what was special about the rally, you had Senators yes. Rand Paul
yes.
and Lindsey Graham showed up.
Yes, they did.
Several congressmen showed up. Steve
Corey
Scalise.
Was there. Yes.
Yeah,
Steve Scalise.
Yes. Yes, Representative Steve Scalise. So a great showing in New Hampshire.
Yes.
Great rally. The president spoke, and I timed him from 7:01 to like 8:02. He spoke for over an hour.
And he cut it short.
He cut it short. God bless him, though. He cut it yes. short to fly to Dover, Delaware, to receive some of our fallen soldiers
yes,
who were killed in Afghanistan. So the president is just an amazing speaker, in my opinion. For a man in his 70s, he has a lot of energy.
Yes.
So we were grateful to the 603 Alliance in New Hampshire for the VIP tickets to the rally. Packed house in New Hampshire, the largest rally I think ever held by a presidential candidate. So congratulations to President Trump, and he won the Republican primary. We expected him to win, but he received over 97% of the vote, and that beats all predecessors.
I mean, we owe. Look at what's happening. We have low unemployment. Look at what's happening. He has a travel ban trying to keep us safe from those who don't have good intentions. Unfortunately, in this country, sometimes we have short memories. I recently posted on Facebook the TSA radio announcement of what happened on 9/11/2001, because I want people to always remember that we have people in our government now of the same ilk. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that they're terrorists, but they believe the same thing. In their book, they say that no one has a right to worship anyone other than Allah.
Mm-hmm.
See, they don't believe in our, they don't belong in our government.
Mm-hmm.
Americans, wake up.
Yes, absolutely.
Ill and rash do not love America. I call ill. Go ahead. What's
Ilhan
her name?
Ilhan Omar. From Minnesota.
And Rash.
Rashida Tlaib.
Yes, those are my names for them. Mm-hmm. I'm from New York also, so we have a tendency to do that. And even Linda Sosawa. I know I'm mispronouncing her name, but I do that on purpose because I don't respect them, because they don't respect America. They and we have to be careful, because many of those people who believe that religious freedom shouldn't be a part of the human existence. And I say that because in their book it says no one has a right to worship
the
anyone.
Quran, the Quran, yeah.
Well, people know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
They know that their book says no one has a right to worship anyone other than Allah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's dangerous to be electing them into our government.
Absolutely.
That's very dangerous. Now, people like A.O. Crazy, go ahead and call her name completely.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
And to me, she's still A.O. Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to be defeated, because she's another one of these socialist Marxists.
Yep.
You don't even know what ism it she believes in.
Right.
But we know it's not the American way.
Barbara,
these people need to be defeated.
I'm sorry. Please give the number.
973-925-4559. Call in. Don't be ashamed and don't be bashful. So we have things on our plate that we as a people remember. And I say it quite often. The power under the Constitution will always be in the people. And that is the quote from our first president, George Washington. And we have, and our second president, John Adams, said the Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people.
Right.
And the Democratic Party has lost all of their morals.
Right.
And they are irreligious because they hate Christianity. They favor the Muslims and Islam and,
yes.
and anyone with anything other
yes.
than Christianity.
Absolutely.
Because Christians should believe that life is sacred because God says he hates the shedding of innocent blood.
Well, absolutely. A black pastor was asked to give the opening prayer before the Virginia legislative branch, whatever, legislator. And he began to talk about, this black pastor began to talk about abortion, the issue with the marriage, you know, traditional values. And some of the Democrats walked out.
That's how godless
because too many of them are godless. They reject the God of the Bible. This is why they did not go to Jerusalem when President Trump moved the embassy. This is why they have allowed anti-Semitism to fester in the Democratic Party.
And when Soleimani was killed, what happened?
But they're still upset that Qasem Soleimani was properly and appropriately killed.
You know what I call him? My name is So Long Man.
Exactly. So the Democratic Party has adopted an agenda that if you were Satan, I'm being serious here, this is an agenda you would put forth. I am being very serious. I mean, an agenda that says you can kill a baby right before she or he takes their first breath.
Yes.
That's extreme.
And what group of people, what ethnic group has a lot of abortions performed?
Absolutely. Blacks. Exactly. Blacks. Exactly.
In New York, more, and we've said this before, but we wanted to sink in, more black babies were murdered by abortion than born in the state of New York. Nationwide, black people have 36% at least.
I think it's upwards of 39% now.
I think I've heard it was up from 36 to about 39.
Let that sink in.
And the Democratic Party club or whatever you call it is racist. Racist and racist. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Go right ahead.
I want to go back to New Hampshire.
Yes.
Bernie Sanders won the primary there. He's from Vermont, which is a neighboring state.
Yes.
But the fact that a communist
is
now the leader, if you will, of the pack amongst the Democratic nominees, it's really, I mean, it's devastating.
It's frightening.
It's frightening.
Yes. Yes.
It's good news in a sense for President Trump, because if Bernie Sanders, which I don't think so, if he's the nominee, it'll make President Trump's reelection job harder, although we must never take anything for granted.
You'll think it'll make it harder?
No, it'll make it easier. Sorry. Thank you for the correction, Barbara. But we must never take anything for granted.
Absolutely.
But the fact that a communist one, and he's a communist. He honeymooned
and he doesn't hide it.
In Moscow. Oh, we could say socialist, but it's still, we are not a socialist nation. And we're still talking about government control. The Nazis were socialism. Adolf Hitler believed in socialism because he rejected God. Adolf Hitler rejected God. He wanted the government to be the God, if you will.
And Karl Marx wanted to dethrone God.
Exactly.
Yes.
So when you're talking about socialism / communism literally kills people through starvation, through murder, if you will, World War II, during that era.
The bottom line is ungodly.
It's ungodly. Communism, socialism, communism killed roughly 20 to 30 million people during the 20th century. I am not exaggerating. It is a deadly ideology.
It is.
But
it
Sanders won. Buttigieg came in second. I forgot who's, maybe Klobuchar in third and Joe Biden in fourth. I may be a little off, but the bottom line is Joe Biden's campaign is sinking. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are they're going to try to do what they can to ignore what happened in New Hampshire with Bernie Sanders coming in first and Biden coming in fourth.
Right.
My thoughts are they designated this campaign for Biden.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Now, I could be wrong.
Right.
But I could be right.
Right.
We'll see how long Bernie Sanders lasts. Because the Democratic Party is full of tricks.
Yeah.
They are full of schemes. And they're not very honest.
Right.
So we'll see what happens. But I don't even understand how Buttigieg can be coming in second.
Yeah.
Who in the world, in what country, would you have someone who's married to another, to someone of the same sex?
Yeah.
What's going on in America? What's happening to Americans that have morals and principles? Wake up. Wake up. Listen, we have been given a country by the grace of God where we can thrive. And it's our responsibility to make it even better for those coming behind us. Wake up. Wake up.
Excellent. Excellent, Barbara. I agree with you. I want to correct something. Joe Biden came in fourth in Iowa.
Fourth.
And fifth in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. But we'll see what the Democratic Party
exactly.
does.
Exactly. And Pete Buttigieg, the fact that he's married to a man doesn't bother me as much as the fact that he's a radical. They're all radicals.
All of them are radicals. Elizabeth Warren was a radical.
Exactly.
Corky Booker was a radical. Every one of them.
Right. They are
not good for America.
They took an oath to uphold the Constitution.
And they lied.
And they lied to us. You have Mike Bloomberg who wants to undo our Second Amendment rights. And he's putting his fortune, his billions behind that. He is not a people person. He does not relate to the average American. Mike Bloomberg is wasting his money. I doubt if he'll get the nomination. But if he does, he will lose in a landslide. All of them will lose a landslide to President Trump.
They deserve to lose. Americans who are thinking would never even consider voting for someone like Mike Bloomberg or any of the other candidates on the other side. The only thing that Mike Bloomberg did to New York was mess up the traffic flow downtown. He put a lot of mediums in the middle of the street.
Midtown, all over.
You have to go through three, four, five blocks before you can make a left,
right.
Before you can make a right. Mm-hmm. That's all he did. I'm trying to think of what he did that was good for America. Mm-hmm. What? Now, maybe one or two of those turning lanes are good. Mm-hmm. But all of this where you have to go up three and four avenues just to make a left turn or a right turn is absolutely ridiculous. Now, he packed the city streets with bicycles. While he's in a limo flying in a jet, he wants us to get on bicycles and bicycle with all of those cars there. Another thing that happened under him, the toll to go into New York. The toll is now $16. Mm-hmm. For a car to enter. And see, people like him don't want you with cars.
Well, that's the problem with socialists. They are elitist.
Yes.
They want to be like Bernie Sanders. He's against capitalism. Yet he's a multimillionaire.
And
he has at least three homes. At least three we know of. They want us to be on bicycles. They want us to buy these dangerous eco cars that are so small. Yet Bernie Sanders flies first class.
Yes.
Elizabeth Warren, they're against climate change and with this to that, and they're flying first, they're flying all over. They're absolute hypocrites. The problem with socialists is they want to be the elitists while we're the peasants.
They want us to be their servants and peasants.
Exactly.
Yes.
And that's exactly what Michael Bloomberg is. He doesn't want us to be able to protect ourselves and be armed, but he's surrounded by armed guards.
Absolutely.
If Michael Bloomberg doesn't believe we should be armed, he should get rid of his security detail.
He sure should.
You know, they are phonies. It's about
them. And if they believe in open borders, they shouldn't have houses with doors.
Well, why does Nancy Pelosi have gates and fences?
A mansion.
Why does Obama have gates and mansion around his house? If people should be able to walk onto their property, they do not have a right to just enter the United States. Absolutely not.
And you see, our president is determined to make America safe again.
Absolutely.
My friend, her and I are Mark Levin fans, wants me to give out the number again. Kathleen, here is the number, 973-925-4559.
Thank you, Kathleen.
Thank you, girl,
for reminding us about that.
Yes, yes.
Wednesday night, and I think we're going to break in about a minute. I just want to mention we were at the Whitestone Republican Club.
Yes.
Led by the vivacious Vicky Palladino.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
And we had the pleasure of meeting Dove Hykind, who's at the forefront, in my opinion, of leading this anti-Semitic, you know, trying to raise the awareness and fight against the attacks on Jews. And we offered to help him any way we can.
Oh, my goodness,
yes. It was a great meeting, and we enjoyed meeting everyone, yes.
And what was so special about it is he's a lifelong
Democrat. Right.
And he's also
He's Jewish.
Yes,
he's Jewish.
And that is outstanding and phenomenal that he's trying to fight anti-Semitism. I mean, I was just so amazed and happy to be in his company. In addition, I can't remember the young man's name, but he was talking about, you know, the gun rights in America, and gun rights in New York and all of that. And I am one who definitely supports the Second Amendment. If you get a copy of my book, you'll notice the first chapter. I had a shootout with a KKK member. I was shot, but thank God I was a law-abiding citizen, had my gun to stop that mess before anyone got killed.
And you are scheduled to speak at the White Story Republican Club March 11th. So we'll, you know, we're scheduled. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to the date.
Absolutely, yes, we will.
But we want to thank them, and it was a great meeting. And we thank Dove Hyken is an absolutely fantastic speaker.
Oh my goodness, yes.
I mean, he told us some of his background, how his grandparents were murdered at Auschwitz.
Yes.
So he's very passionate. He said very clearly that President Trump has done more for Israel and Jewish people than any other president.
Any other president
in American history.
Absolutely. He is a Trump supporter. And as we said, he's a lifelong, lifetime Democrat who's even served in the government for, what, about 30-some-odd
years? Yes, he was in a New York assembly, yes.
Yes, for about 30-some-odd years.
Absolutely.
And that, so, you know, he let us know we owe, the Jewish people owe, all Americans in America, we owe Donald Trump.
Absolutely. We need to vote for President Trump to protect this nation,
yes,
from the socialists. They,
yes,
want to grab us. They want to drag us kicking and screaming into the world of socialism. I would suggest
and
to anyone, it's never worked. Look at what's happening in Venezuela. People have to eat garbage. They're going hungry. Venezuela at one point was a thriving country, but when Hugo Chavez took away their arms, he implemented socialism. This is why we cannot give up our arms. Even if you don't like guns, you don't believe in guns, we must. I remember a Holocaust survivor, and it was on Facebook. She warned Americans, never give up your guns, because that's how Hitler was able to control and implement the death camps, because the Jewish people were unarmed. This is why we must never give up our arms. It is in the Second Amendment to the Constitution for a reason, because King George was, in a sense, a tyrant, and the Americans were fighting for the freedom of this country knew,
yes,
that we must stay armed.
Yeah, and you know, the thing about it is the Democratic Party, and I call them the demon rats, are letting us know that they don't care about your safety.
Yes.
They don't care about your life.
Yes.
Because there are 300 million Americans. Do we have 300 million police officers,
exactly,
that can guard each and every one of us? And mm-hmm. the answer, you know it, is no.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather have an armed citizen, if I was unarmed and someone was attacking me, to help save my life than someone who would just stand up there and scream.
Correct. I agree.
Even by the time they call 911, no telling what might happen.
Exactly.
I mean, when I was in a gun battle, I didn't scream for anyone. I ran to get my gun to stop the bad man from killing my brother. And I got shot, but I was able to shoot him. And one thing I know about these cowards who pull a gun on unarmed people is when you shoot back, they stop.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
The next thing you know, when he saw me shooting him and he felt me shooting him, he said, I give.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's the one who started it.
Right.
But I was armed, and I shot back. We cannot let these people take our guns. We cannot let these people violate our Second Amendment rights. We cannot let these people win. We must not vote them back into office. We owe Donald Trump our loyalty. We're going to go for a break right now. Stay tuned. More to come.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DDVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com. And now, back to the program. DDVRadio.com. Radio.com.
And here we are back on Our Urban Story. And yours truly, Barbara from Harlem, Miss Diamond.
Yes, I want to mention this story because it's actually quite serious.
Let me give the number out.
Please,
first, please. The number, that if you want to call in, 973-925-4559. Yes, Ms.
Perfect.
Diamond, thank you.
No problem. Reverend Franklin Graham posted this story, and most of you have probably read it on Facebook and on Twitter. I'm just going to quote his tweet. The remains of more than 2,400 babies that were found in the home and car of Indiana abortion provider Dr. Ulrich Klopper were laid to rest in a grave donated by local funeral home on Wednesday. Hundreds came out and to attend and mourn the lives of the unborn babies. It was in South Bend, Indiana, the town in which Pete Buttigieg is the mayor. The fact that this doctor so callously kept the remains of aborted babies, human beings. They're not just clumps of cells. These are human beings. This is the state of the mind of someone godless, and this is where the Democratic Party is today. I'm not blaming them for what this godless, hateful doctor did, but they support abortion on demand, including South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. These people are radical. They're godless. They would take America in the wrong direction. And this is why we must. I don't care what's going on in your life. Happy, sad, down, up. You must come out November 3rd, 2020 and vote for President Trump. Thank you.
Because we owe our gratitude to a president that's standing up for the unborn. We owe our gratitude to a president that wants to keep Americans safe. We owe this president because he has gone the extra mile of the way in spite of all of the hatred, all of the lies that have been told on him. I mean, the hatred is intense. That young man in Florida, in Jacksonville.
Yes, yes.
I mean, he's one of the train. What did he call himself? A domestic Democratic terrorist.
Wow.
You know, I mean, this is out of control.
Yes.
Godlessness has spread throughout this land. Unfortunately.
Absolutely. And in New Hampshire, and Donald Trump visited this young man, a young Trump supporter was attacked. In New Hampshire.
I know.
And I thank Donald Trump Jr. for visiting this teenage kid.
Yes.
For being attacked for supporting
his father. It's out of control. It's out of control.
Hi, we have a caller, Barbara. I'm sorry.
Yes. Hello.
Barbara, it's Kathleen from Long Island. How are you, kiddo?
I'm doing wonderful, kiddo.
Listen, this is like the coolest surprise I ever got on my phone. My mom passed away a few days ago. And
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you, but let me tell you something. She loves you. She loves Mark. You know how we all met and stuff.
I know, yes. Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you. You guys are so good. This is such a great little show. I didn't even know about it.
Oh.
But you were talking about, like, how Bernie Sanders... And by the way, Elizabeth Warren doesn't fly first class. She has a private jet.
Ah, thank you for the correction.
Thank you.
So make sure you get that right. And don't you think it's funny that all these Democrats that are running off... Now we're down to what? I don't even know. They're all the same.
They are.
None of them had a job.
Absolutely.
None of them ever set an alarm to go to work or packed a bologna sandwich to work.
That's right.
None of them really have any life experience except being in government. Sitting in college classrooms.
Right.
And if you think about it, they call us the racists when we all know the history of the Democrat Party. I don't have to repeat.
You're right about that. That's right.
But have you ever noticed that everybody that's running on the Democrat ticket, they're all white?
Yeah.
They're all rich.
Yes.
Well, are we supposed to hate them?
I know that's right. You know what? I looked up the net worth of a lot of them today. I don't have it in front of me, but Maxine Waters and all of them, Elizabeth Warren, even A.O. Crazy. I mean,
I love that. Barbara.
Yes. I mean, they are rich. They are Bernie Sanders. All of them are very rich. And they're talking about the Republicans are the rich ones. Oh, my goodness. These people lie. You know, the way they lie, just like they breathe. Mm-hmm. It comes natural to them.
Right.
It's part of their makeup.
You know, they became rich from shady, unethical reasons. And the Republicans are rich from actually working and investing.
Absolutely.
And producing things and being productive. Not like...
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I don't even know how Bernie Sanders made his money. He's been a communist since he was conceived, I think.
Exactly.
You're right about since he was conceived. You're right about that. That's why I believe they hate Donald Trump, because Donald Trump made his money in real estate.
Yes.
They make their money by hustling people.
And that beautiful story about the funeral home, that really, really, really got to me. I'll end by quoting Ronald Reagan, that all the people that are pro-abortion have already been born.
Excellent quote. Thank you, Kathleen.
So.
You're
very
right.
Much.
Thank you both so much. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Keep
God bless
work.
You. Thank you so
thank
much.
You. God
we
bless
love you, baby.
please feel free to call in.
Yes,
thank you, Kathleen.
Yes,
that was
a
great
good friend
call.
Of mine. Yes, yes, yes.
Absolutely. You were mentioning earlier how the Democrats don't care that we may be harmed, put at risk. Michael Bloomberg is surrounded by security detail.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Thank you, Kathleen, for correcting me. Elizabeth Warren is flying around a private plane.
Private jet, yes.
Sanders. I want to, you know, they don't care that by letting just anyone come into the United States, they are putting Americans at risk. Now, there's the granddaughter of a woman, her name, the victim was Maria Fuertes. She was murdered by an illegal alien.
They don't care.
New York City let this murderer go.
Yes.
New York City refuses to cooperate with ICE. I hope that changes after President Trump met with Andrew Cuomo.
And William Barr is getting on the
sanctuary cities.
That's right. That's right.
Thank you, Barbara. Where is the sanctuary for American citizens?
There is none.
Where's the sanctuary, particularly for black men who need a second chance in life? Why are there sanctuary cities for people who have entered this country illegally?
I mean,
it makes no sense.
I mean, you just got stopped when we were on our way here by a state trooper.
Yes.
Where is your sanctuary? Thank God, you know, he was a good one. He didn't give you a ticket.
Right.
But all she did was make a left. She changed lanes and the line and the...
It was solid.
It was a solid line.
Right.
I mean, we get stopped for something like that. And you mean to tell me you're going to give illegals...
Right.
A free pass?
Exactly.
They get free driver's licenses, and they're not free. Taxpayers are paying for
and
them.
And New York and New Jersey have refused to turn over this information to the federal government they cannot properly vet people who are in this country illegally.
They put us at risk not only physically, but also medically.
Absolutely.
They don't care. Did Hillary Clinton care about our ambassador?
No.
That gives you an example. What difference does it make? It makes a lot of difference because he was a human being, and those who tried to rescue him were human beings. They don't care. That's why they celebrate abortion. They don't care. But you're right, Kathleen is right. All of those who want abortion have been born.
I want to quote Garth Lindbergh. He's one of my favorite people on Facebook. Quote, so when Roger Stone lies to the feds, they recommend 9 years in prison. When General Flynn lies to the feds, they try to send him to prison. But when Andy Gabe, he's a former interim FBI director, lies to the feds, they let him go free.
Yes.
There are no charges from the Department of Justice for Andrew McCabe, who admitted that he lied.
And Comey. Look at all of them.
Yes.
And look at Lisa Page.
Absolutely.
And look at Peter Stroke or Strzok, whatever it is.
Right, right. It was just bizarre to me.
It is bizarre.
That for lying to the government, Roger Stone, whether you like him or not, got 9 years.
But
people have been convicted of manslaughter and got less time.
I have met them on the streets in Harlem because I see the little tear on their face. Mm-hmm. And I say, what does that mean? I mean, why would you get... Well, I just got out of prison. I did 8 years for murder.
Mm.
And they want to give Roger Stone 9 years for what? I have met several murderers who spent less time in prison than what they're trying to give him.
You know, Andrew McCabe, former acting FBI director, admitted that he lied about a media disclosure. No charges from the Department of Justice.
And what about the parody?
Exactly. I'm not going to touch that.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Yes.
But at this point, if they're not going to charge, Andrew McCabe, then General Flynn, Michael Flynn, deserves a pardon. Roger Stone deserves a pardon.
Absolutely.
And it turns out that the jury forewoman of the Roger Stone case is a Democrat. She ran for Congress, I believe, in 2012 or 2016. Someone correct me. And there were also social media postings. She's against Republicans. And she was the jury forewoman in the Roger Stone case. Roger Stone has asked for a new trial. And yes, President Trump tweeted about it because President Trump is right. This man was, the sentence suggestion
crazy.
Was 9 years.
That's crazy.
So the prosecutors involved in that resigned, but good riddance.
Amen.
9 years. That's disproportionate, Barbara.
Amen. I mean, you know, we're seeing corruption right in our faces. That's another reason why they don't like our president, because he wants to expose it. And it's being exposed day in and day out. You know, he's not perfect, and we know he's not perfect. However, it seems as if he's been a pretty good, legitimate businessman.
Absolutely.
He's not in politics to make a dollar. He doesn't have to make deals under the table.
Right.
He's raised five children, and four of them, or three or whatever, are out there making it on their own and doing very well. He'll always be taken care of, you know, so he doesn't have to do what they've done to make an extra dollar.
Yeah.
And that's why they can't stand him. They despise someone like him.
Well, you know, one of the reasons
and
they
can
despise,
I just say
please,
this.
Absolutely.
Now, George Bush didn't need the money, but George Bush was weak. He didn't have the spine and the gusto and the guts that they don't like President Trump because he'll put you in your place.
President Trump is blunt. Yes. He's to the point. He puts America first. He's
he
a down-to-earth person.
He
talks directly, speaks directly to the American people. He puts us first. I remember when Kate Steinle was murdered in San Francisco by an illegal alien, the San Francisco council, because Bill O'Reilly was on Fox at that time, they didn't give a damn that this young woman was murdered on, it was in Embarcadero section of, if I remember correctly, of San Francisco. She was just shot and killed by this illegal alien who had been deported, if I remember, a few times.
Yes.
They don't care. The Democrats do not care about American lives.
No.
That is the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen. They do not care about Jews. Particularly, they don't care about Jews in particular. They don't care.
No, they don't.
We have to stop this party. They need to be a minority party if they're not extinct for as long as we can keep them a minority party.
And they don't care about black lives.
No, they don't.
They really don't. They want us to abort ourselves. They see that we're killing ourselves in the street. Not one of them will ever mention the rebuilding and the reattaching of the black family, because our children need a mother and a father, not a village to raise them. A mother and a father.
How can a village raise a child when that village is on fire? When that village has murderers, rapists? When that village is broken? People in that village are shooting up heroin.
Yes.
How can a village raise a child when a village is dysfunctional?
All you have to do is look in the village. We live in the village. You see broken down buildings. You see broken windows. You see a lot of things that are just unnatural. You see people running around with no purpose. You see them on drugs. You see the paraphernalia and all of that. They're dropping guns here, dropping guns there. It doesn't take a village to raise a child. It takes a mother and a father.
Absolutely.
And they don't care about the black lives that are being slaughtered and lost every day.
If Black Lives Matter cared about black lives, they'd be protesting at Planned Parenthood abortion mills.
Amen.
They'd be protesting against black-on-black murder. That's the reason we stay between 12% and 13% of the population. We are killing ourselves. You're absolutely
right. And they ignore it. That's why I don't allow people to talk to me about racism until we in our black community learn that we are our worst enemies, and stop listening to the Democratic Party. Stop listening to media. Stop listening to Al Sharpton. I don't want you to talk to me about racism.
Until Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and other so-called black civil rights leaders address the issue of abortion on demand, until they address black-on-black crime, I won't listen to anything they say, because keep blaming the white man, dragging up Trayvon Martin. They want to use race as a weapon against the United States.
And it's made them
rich. United States has done more to advance the blacks and other minorities than any other country in the entire world.
And why are the Africans trying to get in here?
Exactly.
Go to 116th Street in Manhattan in Harlem. It's full of Africans who are so happy to be on this soil. Go up and down Lenox Avenue. They had to flee Africa. So even in my book, I mentioned, thank God for slavery. And anybody want to challenge me on that point, I'm ready, because I know what I'm talking about.
You know, some woman in New Hampshire had the gall to say Trump is a racist. Let's tackle that straight up. President Trump is not a racist. And I like for those who say that to present any evidence they may have.
They have
because
none.
Because there's zero evidence. You know who the racists are?
The Democrats.
The racists are the Democrats who want to keep us as victims.
Yes.
And number two, you may not know this because the media and the school system will not teach this, but Barbara, you've said this before, we'll say it again. The Republican Party was founded specifically to stop the spread of slavery. Thank you.
Yes.
That is the truth.
Absolutely.
The Democratic Party is a party of segregation of the Ku Klux Klan. But this is information that the mainstream media doesn't want you to know.
Absolutely.
They don't want black people to know that
Absolutely.
The Democrats is that's the party that we must move away from. Walk away. Run away. Don't just
Absolutely.
Walk away. Run away. These
Absolutely.
People want us to abort ourselves out of existence, to kill ourselves out of existence, Barbara.
We owe a president who stands for what's right in America. We owe a president who was only called a racist after he was elected as president.
Absolutely.
Prior to that, you see pictures of him with Rosa Parks.
Absolutely.
You see pictures of him with Muhammad Ali. You see pictures of him with Sly Jackson. Mm-hmm. You see pictures with him with a lot of black people. But once he became president and defeated Hillary, then he became a racist.
Right.
You see, that's been their playing card, their card that they've been playing for decades.
Yes.
And unfortunately, sometimes, you know, white people fall for it with this white guilt and slavery. Listen, God let slavery happen. And my Bible tells me all scriptures there for me to learn from it. And what I learned from it was the story of Joseph. Joseph told his brothers, you sold me into slavery, but what you meant for evil, God meant for good. I am so happy. I am so proud. I am so delighted to have been born in America. And I am a full-fledged American. I didn't sneak over any border. I didn't have to leave my relatives in another land. I was born in the land of the free because of the brave.
Absolutely. You know, I want to go back to the anti-Semitism.
Yes.
And we see it right there in Congress. I applaud Dov Hykin, Rashida Tlaib, however you want to pronounce it.
Rash.
When he was at, right, Rash. Rutgers University, escorted him out. We must stand up to the anti-Semitism. We must stand up to abortion on demand. These
Absolutely.
Are evils. The Jewish people are still God's chosen. God deals with the Jewish people from Genesis to Revelation. Read Revelation 7.
Absolutely.
These are evils, and these people who believe that the Jews have no right to Israel, which is false, but they believe in abortion on demand. This is anti-God.
It's,
and the Democrats, if you're Democrat, please listen very clearly. You have a choice. It's either God or the Democratic Party. The choice is yours.
And if you keep voting for those who are anti-God, then the Democratic Party is your God. And you really should even stop going to church and stop definitely calling yourself a Christian because you taint that title. Because Christians who are real Christians know the difference between God, what God has ordained, and what man wants you to believe. And the Democratic Party wants you to believe a total lie. They want you to believe that they are your God.
Absolutely.
That they can define marriage.
Yes.
That they can determine when life should be allowed to
this
live.
This is what Adolf Hitler believed.
Absolutely.
And I'm not calling them Hitler.
This is the program of godless heathens.
Exactly.
You know, my skin just crawls when I meet someone who declares that they're such a Christian. And,
right.
Oh, God is good all the time. And then I ask them, well, was God awake and aware during slavery? He's good all the time. So he allowed it, didn't he? Well, you know, what I get is they walk away from me. They stop speaking to me. But one, after 2 years, came to me and said, you know, I thought about what you said and you're right. God allowed it.
Amen.
You cannot love God and keep whining and talking and letting them fool you about slavery.
Absolutely.
God allowed it. Man was evil. And it was evil.
Mm-hmm.
But good came out of man's evil.
Yes, absolutely. I want to touch on very quickly, and I'm not going to name names, but... Mm-hmm. Like you're talking about the Democrats and the demagoguery that comes out of them,
yes.
Like an AOC, like a Bernie Sanders. AOC is not a bright woman. She's not smart. I don't know how she got her economics degree, but she has it. She believes in what she's saying. She has passion. Any Republican who challenges her in the 14th District of New York, which is part of the Bronx and Queens, you must have fire in your belly. You must believe in what you're saying. And Barbara, we have 30 seconds. Please close us out.
Well, we're glad that you tuned in to our urban story. And I need all of you, all of my friends, to go out there and to order a copy of Escaping the Racism of Low Expectations. Because the messages that are in that book need to be in the hands and then into the hearts of those who are confused about what they should do. We owe our president our loyalty. We owe it to God to keep this country going in the direction of freedom, liberty, and democracy. God bless you. God bless America. And listen again to
Our Urban Story. Thank you.
If you are searching for a doctor that truly cares about your overall health and well-being, contact Dr. Alex at Tri-State Health and Wellness. For more than 11 years, Dr. Alex has been treating law enforcement professionals and their families while focusing on one-on-one care so you never feel rushed. All necessary testing can be conducted during your visit, and they feature flexible hours and appointments to accommodate alternating work schedules. Tri-State Health and Wellness is conveniently located in Fairlawn, New Jersey. Contact Dr. Alex today by visiting www.bluetristate.com. Mortgages for Everyday Heroes from Michelle Hendershot and Homebridge Financial Services. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance an existing mortgage, Michelle Hendershot can assist you every step of the way. With over 10 years of experience assisting law enforcement officers with their dream of owning a home, the choice is simple. Contact Michelle Hendershot today. Visit www.mortgagesforblue.com. Are you tired of sleeping alone each night? Feeling sluggish during the day? Is your snoring keeping your spouse awake at night? If you find yourself spending too much time on the couch, maybe it's time to visit Dr. Michael Doblin of At Home Sleep Solutions. Dr. Doblin is the preferred sleep apnea doctor of New Jersey's law enforcement officers. With the help of a custom-fitted oral device, you can finally say goodbye to noisy, antiquated sleep apnea machines. For more information and to schedule an appointment today, contact Dr. Michael Doblin. Visit www.bluesnore.com. If chronic pain is preventing you from leading a full and active lifestyle, then it's time to visit Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists. As a Blue-friendly service provider, Oasis understands that each person's situation is unique and that each person's healing plan needs to be customized for individual injuries and conditions. Featuring board-certified and fellowship-trained physicians, Oasis Spine and Orthopedic Specialists will have you back on your feet and back in the game. Schedule your appointment today by visiting www.blueorthopedic.com. Moment of Silence, Inc., along with Blue Suicide, is a nonprofit organization founded to support and raise awareness about the epidemic of suicides amongst law enforcement, military personnel, and first responders. For more information on how you can help, visit momentofsilenceinc.org. If you're in the market for a new vehicle or a certified used vehicle, then visit Fetty Auto Group, located at the junction of Route 46 and Route 3 in Clifton, New Jersey. Fetty Auto Group stands shoulder to shoulder with the men and women in blue. Stop by and ask for Troy Mall and ask about the offers for first responders. For more information, visit FettyAuto.com. That's FettyAuto.com. The Blue Magazine, the law enforcement publication by law enforcement professionals for the men and women of law enforcement. The unfiltered voice of law enforcement. TheBlueMagazine.com. If you're a member of the law enforcement profession and are looking to establish long-lasting business relationships with businesses that are blue-friendly, it's time to visit VisitBlue.com. VisitBlue.com features some of the best doctors, lawyers, realtors, as well as other service providers, such as home improvement and financial services. If you are looking for reliable, trustworthy service providers, visit visitblue.com. That's www.visitblue.com. If you are looking for the widest variety of talk programming, entertainment, news, and information, you found it. DDVRadio.com offers programs such as Between Two Blue Balls, Uncle Floyd Radio, The Wise Guy Show, and Blue World Uncensored. DDVRadio.com, the official radio network of VisitBlue.com and TheBlueMagazine.com.